Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Harp City Church. This week we're considering the peace that came when a child was born in Bethlehem. This was prophesied in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. Isaiah tells us about this child who is born to be our new leader. And did you hear that he's all about big government? Of the increase of his government, there will be no end. How do you like that? A promise of big government unlike any we've seen. Big government is probably a scary thought to some of us. But did you also hear of the increase of his peace? There will be no end. And did you notice another strange thing about his government? We read how the government will be on his shoulder, which is a really strange picture. A leader who puts his government on his shoulder? I mean, some rulers will wear their standard, you know, upon their crown or on a royal scepter, but this one takes it upon his shoulder. So what is it that this child will take upon his shoulder? My friends, it is the cross. And the cross of Christ is rightly called a government because he had to take what our shoulders couldn't bear. My friends, you and I have been saddled with sin and creeping death by a tyrant called Satan. We're born into an estate of sin and misery. And that is why God sent his Son, who would grow up in our world, to take upon his shoulder the cross. And with this cross, Jesus conquered the tyranny of Satan. And this same cross continues to extend its influence, freeing men to serve a better ruler. And men will be freed, because Jesus now rules. Following his resurrection, Jesus declared all authority in heaven and on earth had been given to him. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. Jesus declares he is an absolute monarch. And that would be scary if we didn't hear who he would be for us here in Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. If you've been traumatized by the past, maybe just felt the gloom of the last 2 years, good news, my friend. Our leader is first a wonderful counselor. And the Hebrew word here for wonderful carries with it the sense of supernatural. God had asked an elderly barren Sarah, is there anything too hard, too wonderful for God? And the answer to that is no. Jesus can work through your greatest grief, your worst disappointments, and bring new life to his glory and your good. You see, this leader, this wonderful counselor, he gives more than coping mechanisms. He begins to work his peace into your heart. To you who have to fake smiles or keep others at bay or who try to heal yourselves, this counselor says to you, open your heart to me so I can begin to bring wholeness and healing. And you need not fear what anyone can do to you going forward, because this leader prince is a mighty or warrior God, as the adjective conveys the sense of his being a great hero. Actually, earlier in this passage, God has spoke of Gideon's great victory over Israel's enemies. But now God is saying in contrast, were you impressed with Gideon's victory when I trimmed Israelites' army from 32,000 to 300, and those armed 300 men, they had clay pots, trumpets, and torches, and those lights descended into the dark valley and routed an enemy so vast it couldn't be counted? Were you impressed by that? That is nothing. Nothing compared to this hero. This God child who descended into the greater darkness to be the light of the world on that first Christmas morn. A baby who will rout the enemies of God's people and establish a lasting peace. You need a counselor, friend? God says this child is yours. You need a hero? God says this child is yours. Do you need a father? God says a son is given to be your forever father, and not a domineering one, but a father who will lay down his life for you. So back to where we started. this child is born to be your Prince of Peace, to inaugurate a big government of increasing peace, and this is the climax. The best you and I have experienced is the absence of war, times when we were not fighting. But that's no real peace. Remember Jesus' words? My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give. Leaders today, they promise us peace and security, but they can give no guarantee. Our Prince guarantees to bring peace, not only to a complex world outside us, but to bring peace to the complex world within us. So yes, this Prince of Peace must first go to war and be victorious. And that's a scary thought. But here's the amazing thing. After he wins, it won't be him saying, I win, you lose. No, he will say, I win, you win. Even as he conquers you. And friend, don't some of us need Jesus to conquer us? Despite knowing it'd be so much easier if we just lay down our weapons. Come to think about it, do we really want to fight a leader who stooped to become vulnerable and relatable as a baby simply to bring us peace? Here is a leader worthy of any and all submission. So let's celebrate his growing government and marvel that he not only brings peace, but shares his victory with all who come to adore him. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.